You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
It's time for a different take. This is Hometown Take with Dylan Matthews. Every morning starting at 5, we give you the latest local Atlanta news. Sports news doesn't stop, and we're here to get you caught up on the latest Atlanta sports news and more.
The Hometown Take is on Sports Radio 92.9, The Game. Now, here's Dylan.
What's going on, everybody? It is your boy, Dylan Matthews, live in the Kia Studios, giving you the Hometown Take. Make sure you follow the radio station at 929 The Game on all social media platforms. Follow myself at underscore Dylan Matthews on all social media platforms as well. Good Thursday morning to you. Hope you are doing well. Shout out to all my overnighters, truck drivers, third shifters. Shout out to all my early morning, late night Uber and Lyft drivers. Shout out to all my early morning, late night limo drivers out there as well. Shout out to all the first responders protecting the city, the county, the state, the country. I appreciate you. Shout out to all my early gym goers getting them good endorphins flowing early this morning. Shout out to all my people already at work or on their way to work. Salute to you. I know the vibes. I'm right here with you. Shout out to all my early morning, late night hospital workers out there working around the clock, making sure the people get the good medicine, treatment, and care that they need. Shout out to all my early morning, late night hospitality workers, hotel workers out there, making sure the people are having a good stay wherever that may be. Shout out to all my early morning, late night food industry workers serving up the good nourishment for all my early risers this morning. Shout out to all my early morning, late night dentists, dental workers, dental assistants out there, making sure the people keep their pearly whites nice, clean, and shiny this morning. Shout out to all my early morning, late night front and rear loading truck drivers, all my early morning, late night bus drivers out there riding around and getting it, making sure the people get from home to work in a safe and timely manner. Shout out to all my early morning, late night food industry workers. Shout out to all my early morning, late night local 728 transportation drivers in the film industry. And of course, all my people listening in the bed right now as well. Lots to get into this morning, and we are creeping closer and closer to Falcons football. It is happening tomorrow right here, by the way, on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, flagship station of the Atlanta Falcons. Pre-game going to get started at 5 o'clock. Kick at 7. Pre-game with Chris Goforth and Mike Johnson. And then, obviously, kickoff with Wes Durham and Dave Archer as they bring you Falcons versus Dolphins. And, again, right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, home of every single Atlanta Falcons football game. And I want to talk about the Falcons here to start because they wrapped up day two of joint practices with the Miami Dolphins. And obviously, like I just said, they're going to play the Dolphins in a preseason game tomorrow. First thing we have to address before I let you hear Kirk Cousins talk about how he is challenging Kyle Pitts, because I thought that was a very great soundbite from Kirk Cousins. But first and foremost, we have to give our thoughts and prayers to Rondell Moore. He went down with some sort of injury. It seems like it might have been a knee injury. It was some form of lower leg injury, but other reports are putting out saying that it was a knee injury and it was a non-contact injury, so not good. He was carted off the field, and he did have an air cast on that leg. So, again, don't want to speculate on what it could be, but non-contact injuries that are possibly knee injuries, not good. Writing definitely on the wall there. You just hope it's something where we can at least get Rondell back for some part of the season, and you just hope the Falcons can not be without Rondell Moore for the entirety of the year, and you just hope that the Falcons can get him back for at least some portion of the season. So we're waiting for more information on that, but after that happened, the Falcons and Dolphins did decide to call off the rest of the practice. Again, non-contact injury. Seemed to be maybe it was definitely a lower leg injury, seemed to maybe be a knee injury, and he was carted off the field, and he was in an air cast. That leg was in an air cast when he was carted off the field. So not good. We'll wait for more updates, and obviously we'll bring those to you when we have them. But again, just thoughts and prayers right now to Rondell Moore and wishing him a speedy recovery. Whatever the injury may be, we're wishing him a speedy recovery. But one of the other things that happened at Falcons joint practices yesterday is Kirk Cousins still perfecting that connection with Drake London and the likes of Kyle Pitts as well. And Kirk spoke to the media yesterday after practice. He had a very, very cool soundbite talking about Kyle Pitts and working with Kyle Pitts. And he talked about how he's challenging Kyle Pitts. And I think this is good because we have talked about the leadership of Kirk Cousins and him being a leader on and off the field. And it's not just about making sure guys know where they are. It's not just about hyping guys up and making sure they have the right mindset. It's not all about that. That is all very important, what I just listed off, but it's not all about that. It's also about challenging guys, making guys better, bringing the most out of guys. What do we always say is a great thing we seeing great players? They make other guys great. I mean, that is one key to being a great player and being a elite player in any sport, basketball, baseball, football, whatever it may be. Baseball is a little bit harder because it's more of an individual sport, but making guys better. We talk about how, you know, a guy like LeBron James or a guy like Steph Curry, somebody of that nature, one of the things they do is make the people around them better, make their teammates better. Well, Kirk Cousins is trying to make Kyle Pitts better. And that is, again, not only the sign of a leader, but the sign of a great player as well. So Kirk Cousins yesterday talking to the media talked about how he's challenging Kyle Pitts. Take a listen.
Well, I think what he has, a couple traits, he can really run, and those guys don't grow on trees, and then he's got length, and as a quarterback, that's really, really friendly. And so, you know, what I'm encouraging him with is to use that length as much as he can. Anytime he lets the ball into his body, I tell him that wasn't good enough. You should never let it come into your body. You're too good to let it come into your body. So I challenge him with that, and then I challenge him. I don't feel like he's running as fast as he possibly can. I say, that wasn't good enough. It was fast enough for a lot of tight ends, but for you, it got to be faster. And so I'm always saying, did you run as fast as you possibly can, and did you snag it with your hands aggressive? Those are the two things I challenge him on, because I said, if you do that, the production can't help but happen. And so I'm just always looking for opportunities to get him running and then give him that ball where he can go snag it.
As a Falcons fan, I don't know how that doesn't just get you going, how that doesn't get your blood boiling in a good way, how that doesn't make you just ready to run through a wall. I mean, that is great stuff to hear. It's not just about him making sure that he has great chemistry with Kyle Pitts, that he has a great connection with Kyle Pitts, that he's going to be able to find Kyle Pitts in the end zone. And again, all of that is vitally important. But it's also about making sure he does everything he can to make Kyle Pitts a better player overall. Because at the end of the day, that's going to help Kirk Cousins out too. And that's going to help the team out. But that is just really cool to hear him talk about making sure Kyle Pitts uses his length, runs as fast as he can, and uses speed in it. And it shows that Kirk is holding guys accountable. And not only holding guys accountable, but holding other top players and other leaders on this team accountable. And when guys who are maybe, you know, for lack of a better term, lower on the depth chart, that aren't the Kyle Pitts and the Drake Londons and the Bijan Robinsons and the Tyler Algiers of the world, when they see Kirk Cousins calling out Kyle Pitts, like, hey, Kyle, come here real quick. Yo, did you run as fast as you can on that route? Hey, Kyle, come here real quick. Did you catch that with your body? It looked like you caught that with your body. I need you to run as fast as you can and catch that ball with your hands, big fella. Use that length. Go up and get that thing. Grab it with your hands. Be aggressive with it. When other guys hear Kirk Cousins doing that, that sends a message. It tells the other guys, oh, he's going after one of his best targets. He's going after one of his best pass catchers. I definitely can't mess around. I definitely got to be on my P's and Q's. My T's got to be crossed and my I's got to be dotted. Or otherwise, Kirk might not throw me the ball. Or I might not get no PT, period. So just hearing that was really, really refreshing. And it really, really fired me up when I heard it yesterday. Because, again, it's not just about playing great football, being a leader off the field. And, again, all these things are important. But it's about trying to make guys around you better. Because at the end of the day, that's going to make Kirk Cousins better. And that's going to make the team better overall. And you need the best. You need players to be the best that they can be to go out and win a Super Bowl, which is the goal. So I absolutely loved hearing that. And I like to know that Kirk Cousins is not only trying to perfect the connection that he has with guys, but trying to get the most out of the guys and making sure they use all their potential and use all the gifts and weapons that they have. So that was really cool to hear. But Kirk Cousins isn't just challenging himself. I mean, isn't just challenging Kyle Pitts. He's challenging himself as well and putting himself to the test. What do I mean by that? Well, we all think that Kirk Cousins is being protected and he's just going to stay in the pocket. Well, that's true to an extent. But yesterday, Kirk Cousins also talked about how he is using his instincts to know when he needs to go out and guess what? Run. Use those legs. He says, I'm not trying to just sit back and be in the pocket all comfortable. No, I'm using my instincts to know when I got to get out there and use my legs because I don't want my first time going out and running being against the Steelers week one. Here's Kirk Cousins talking about that.
You know, as a player, you got to take off and run sometimes. Yeah. People are going to be covered. An offensive lineman might get edged. And so what I don't want to do is train my instincts to sit back there all day and go through my reads and be a pocket passer, knowing that too many times it's not perfect and you got to go take it off and make a play. So I tell coach, you know, hey, I understand your desire to protect me. I'm protecting myself, but I do have to train my instincts that when the best decision is to run, I got to go. And I don't want, you know, week one against Pittsburgh to be the first time I do that. So it's a balance and we'll keep finding that balance.
Kirk Cousins like, man, look. I get I got to stay healthy for week one, and I get that the coaches and everybody's trying to protect me, and he said it himself too, you know, I'm protecting myself and managing it, but there is a balance. And I like the fact that he's talking about using his instincts to know, like, you know, this isn't realistic right now. This isn't as realistic as a game situation. Like, there are going to be times where I'm going to have to roll out and I'm going to have to run. I'm not just going to have all day to sit back in the pocket, burp the baby, pat the pill, and just throw the football when I'm ready. There are going to be times where I got to move around. And he is doing his best job of simulating that right now as best as he can. And again, picking and choosing his spots, being smart about it. So you like to hear that from Kirk Cousins as well. Don't let Kirk Cousins fool you. He's going to be doing a little bit of running. I don't know how fast it's going to be, but he'll pick and choose his spots. And I feel like, you know, there were times when Matt Ryan had to go out and run, and it went a lot of times when he did it, he was, for the most part, effective. And he would get 5-6 runs. There are even times where he would go get himself a first down. And I think there will be times when Kirk Cousins is able to do that too. If he has space and he has to move around and either buy time to get a throw off or take off and go get some yardage, he'll do that. And he's letting us know now that he's not afraid to do that. And he knows there are going to be times where he has to do that. And he wants to make sure he gets those kinds of reps in as well. So that was all good stuff from Big Kirko, Perk Duggins, talking to the media yesterday after day two of joint practices. Now, what wasn't so good was the Braves bullpen last night. Chris Sale was all right, not his best, but at the end of the day, when he came out and the bullpen came in, Braves were up. Braves were not up at the end of the game. It's time to think if there is really, really concern around the Braves not making the playoffs at all. Forget about the division. Forget about the top wild card spot. Should we be worried about if the Braves are going to make the postseason, period? That conversation is coming up in 5 minutes here on the Hometown Take, live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews here on a Thursday morning on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game in the Odyssey app.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is the Hometown Take, live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews here on a Thursday morning. Hope you all are doing well. Shout out to all my overnighters, truck drivers, third shifters. Shout out to all my early morning, late night Uber and Lyft drivers. Shout out to all my early morning, late night limo drivers out there as well. Shout out to all the first responders protecting the city, the county, the state, the country. I appreciate you. Shout out to all my early gym goers getting them good endorphins flowing early this morning. Shout out to all my people already at work or on their way to work. Salute to you. I know the vibes. I'm right here with you. Shout out to all my early morning, late night hospital workers out there working around the clock, making sure that people get the good medicine, treatment, and care that they need. Shout out to all my early morning, late night hospitality workers, hotel workers out there, making sure the people are having a great stay wherever they may be. Shout out to all my early morning, late night food industry workers serving up the good nourishment for all my early risers this morning. Shout out to all my early morning, late night dentists, dental workers, dental assistants out there, making sure the people keep their pearly whites nice, clean, and shiny this morning. Shout out to all my early morning, late night bus drivers out there riding around and getting it, making sure the people get from home to work in a safe and timely fashion. Shout out to all my early morning, late night front and rear loading truck drivers, my UPS drivers, UPS workers, FedEx drivers, FedEx workers, all my early morning, late night airport workers out there as well, all my local 728 transportation drivers in the film industry, and of course, all my people listening in the bed right now as well. Not a great night again for the Atlanta Braves. They lose 8-5 to the Milwaukee Brewers. They have now lost four straight. And not only that, they have dropped all the way to the third and final wild card spot in the postseason standings. Thought that maybe a couple of weeks ago when they played the New York Mets, lost because of that fly ball that Roman Laureano misplayed. I thought that was maybe rock bottom for the Braves. Well, it seems like we may be heading toward a new rock bottom. It's just not going well right now for the Braves. And it seemed like it was actually going to be a good night for the Braves last night. Got a run in the first inning, so they scored early. You had Chris Sale on the mound, but Chris Sale wasn't at his absolute best last night. Wasn't bad, but was not his best. He finishes the night going four and two-thirds innings. Does give up 9 hits. The Brewers had 16 hits. I'm pretty sure they had 16 hits last night, too. But last night, 16 hits for the Brewers. Chris Sale, like I was saying, going 4 2/3 innings, 9 hits, given up 3 runs, 2 of them earned, 2 walks, 10 strikeouts, though. So Chris Sale still racking up the strikeouts. And again, he wasn't bad, but he wasn't the dominant Chris Sale that we've honestly grown accustomed to here this season. But Chris Sale, do want to say this. He did make a little bit of history last night. He's the third pitcher since 2000 with 10 Ks, giving up 9-plus hits allowed in a game. The other two pitchers to do that were Brandon Beachy back in 2011. He went five and a third innings versus the Marlins, gave up 9 hits, 10 Ks. And Tim Hudson, back in 2007 against the Marlins as well. 8 innings pitched, 9 hits, and 12 Ks. So usually when you give up that many hits, you don't have that many strikeouts, but it does happen sometimes. But Chris Sale was also, there was also something he did that I was trying to find here. I'll find it here for you in just a minute. Here it is. He also struck out, as I told you, 10 batters, giving up those 9 hits, giving him 85 career double-digit strikeout games past Steve Carlton for 8th place on the career list of double-digit strikeouts. I knew there was something else that I was missing. That's what it was right there. So, first and foremost, congratulations to Chris Sale. But, again, not quite at his best. However, Braves did score early. That was good, as they scored 2 runs in the first inning. Chris Sale going well through the first 2 innings. Then you get to the top of the third, does give up a run. Then moving pretty well through the lineup beginning until we get to the top of the fifth. He gives up 2 runs in the top of the fifth. Pierce Johnson comes in, does get that last out in the fifth inning. Then the wheels started to fall off in the top of the sixth. But bottom of the fifth inning, Jorge Soler strikes out. Brian Snitker comes out. Now he's arguing balls and strikes, gets tossed. Then right after that, Austin Riley responds in the most gangster way that you could respond by hitting a 2-run homer to give the Braves the lead. So at that point, you're like, yeah, Brian Snitker gets thrown out for the first time all this season, by the way. You say Brian Snitker gets thrown out. He sent a message to his team. Austin Riley responded the way we wanted to, just hit a home run, gave us the lead. We're going to be good. Well, not the case. Pierce Johnson comes in and basically immediately gives up the game-tying run after walking two, and then a single to left field gives up the tying run. Then later on that inning, A.J. Minter came in. He gave up a 2-run single. Then the wheels fall off even more in the top of the eighth when Dylan Dodd was pitching, and he gives up 2 more runs. Jarred Kelenic did hit a home run, solo home run, in the bottom of the ninth inning, but already a little too late after that. Lead was already a little bit too much. Braves lose 8-5. So, again, had the lead when Chris Sale came out. He did enough, was good enough to keep you in it. Bullpen didn't come through last night. And there were also, by the way, some miscues. It wasn't all on the bullpen. Let's go ahead and get that straight. Because Jorge Soler had a couple of errors out there in the outfield. One, which was very important, because if he would have caught that one, I believe it was actually in the top of the fifth inning where the Brewers scored 2 of their runs. Then, if he would have caught that ball, that would have never happened. Chris Sale would have got out of the inning clean. Or without, not clean, but not giving up any runs. So between the bullpen not being great, Jorge Soler having trouble out in right field again, it's just not been great for the Atlanta Braves here thus far to start this series against the Milwaukee Brewers. So they're going to try and salvage a game today. First pitch going to be for 12:20, as it's going to be a getaway day for both the Brewers and the Braves. And hopefully they can get back on the horse, and they need to, because, again, now you are in the third and final wild card spot. And like I teased going to break, for me, there's real concern about whether or not this Braves team will be able to make the postseason. Now, we'll take a look at the standings here in just a second, but they got work to do. And this team is just so wildly inconsistent. The bullpen is good for the most part, but they're even now having days and nights where they're giving up some leads. And look, they're, you know, sometimes they're not being put in the best situations. I understand all that, but they're having some trouble and have had some trouble as of late. And of course, the offense has just been wildly inconsistent. You know, they score 5 runs last night, which was good. Saw Austin Riley again hit that 2-run homer. Jarred Kelenic hits a homer. Jorge Soler does a good job with the bat last night as well, even though he wasn't very good in the outfield. But it just is too inconsistent. And we heard Brian Snicker talking about that yesterday, or 2 days ago, excuse me, after Wednesday night's game, after Tuesday night's game, excuse me, getting all the days mixed up. But he talked about this team needed consistency, and they just do not have that right now. No sort of consistency. But if we take a look at the standings, the wild card standings right now, the Braves are only, check this out, they're only a half game ahead of the Mets for the last playoff spot in the NL. That's troubling. That's concerning. And as far as the division goes, Braves are now 7 after being 5 games behind the Phillies. They're now right back to 7.5 games behind the Phillies. You do have a series coming up with them, but man, they got some work to do today against the Brewers. Then you really got to beat up on the Rockies. You got to take on the Giants, who, by the way, the Giants, if we take a look at the wild card standings, they aren't too far behind you. They're only 3.5 games behind you in the wild card for that last wild card spot, and you're about to go up against them for 3 as well. So you got to take care of business against the Rockies, who you got for 3. Then you have a pivotal 4-game series now against the Giants. Then you got the Angels for 3, and then another crucial set with the Phillies. So some big-time baseball coming up for the Atlanta Braves, and they're going to have to figure it out and figure it out lickety-split. Because, again, Giants only 3.5 back, and after you play 1 more against the Brewers today, then 3 against the Rockies, you got 4 up against the Giants. And that could, if you don't take care of business and do what you got to do against the Giants, that could have you out of the playoffs altogether by the time you play the Phillies come in, what, a couple weeks. So there is real concern. I'm not hitting the panic button yet. I still have yet to hit the panic button all season long, but guess what? That little cover that's on the panic button so you don't accidentally hit it, I done flipped that cover off. And I'm looking down, and I'm thinking about it. Thinking about hitting the panic button, y'all. It's just, again, so inconsistent. Now, some good news on the front of the Braves is that Michael Harris was 3-for-4 last night with a walk and RBI in his second rehab appearance with the Stripers down in Triple A Gwinnett. And he does remain on track to join the team on its upcoming 10-game road trip. And the target return for him is that series against the San Francisco Giants, specifically August 14th. So you hopefully should get some reinforcements. And I do wonder, just I was thinking about this last night, should Michael Harris be the leadoff batter? I think two things. Either Jarred Kelenic needs to go back to hitting leadoff, because I think Jorge Soler has been hitting leadoff for the past couple of nights. I'll double check that. But I think I want this, actually. I think I want Jarred Kelenic at leadoff, and I think I want Michael Harris at the ninth spot. That dynamic with Ronald Acuna Jr., and look, I'm not saying Jarred Kelenic is Ronald Acuna Jr., but he has done pretty good at the leadoff spot for the most part. I want to try and recreate some of that same dynamic that Ronald Acuna Jr. and Michael Harris had, with Michael Harris kind of being the warm-up to the leadoff and, you know, kind of being that almost extra leadoff spot, that flip-around guy that was dangerous in the nine hole. I kind of want to recreate that. And Jarred Kelenic, by the way, has been hitting, he's been hitting eighth the past, he hit eighth last night. Jorge Soler has been leading off. Jorge Soler, we can move him somewhere else, but I would like to see Jarred Kelenic back to leadoff, and I like to see Michael Harris at 9 whenever he does come back, and I like to see how that looks. Get some speed on the base pads and try to manufacture some runs and bring some energy into this team. Something got to kickstart this team. And maybe it looked like Brian Snicker getting kicked out kickstarted them for a minute. I don't know if that'll carry over today or not, but something has to change, and something has to change fast, because there's real concern now that the Braves might miss the playoffs altogether, in my book. You can always let me know what you think at @_DylanMatthews on all social media platforms. Tweet me, DM me, whatever you want to do. You can give me your Braves takes if you choose. All right. When we come back here on the Hometown Take, let's get into some NFL headlines. There is still a QB competition up north. We'll get into it next here on the Hometown Take, live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews on a Thursday morning on Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is the Hometown Take live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews here on a Thursday morning. Hope you all are doing well. Shout out to all my overnighters, truck drivers, third shifters. Shout out to all my early morning, late night Uber and Lyft drivers. Shout out to all my early morning, late night limo drivers out there as well. Shout out to all the first responders protecting the city, the county, the state, the country. I appreciate you. Shout out to all my early gym goers getting them good endorphins flowing early this morning. Shout out to all my people already at work or on their way to work. Salute to you. I know the vibes. I'm right here with you. Shout out to all my early morning, late night hospital workers out there working around the clock, making sure that people get the good medicine, treatment, and care that they need. Shout out to all my early morning, late night food industry workers serving up the good nourishment for all my early rises this morning. Shout out to all my early morning, late night dentists, dental workers, dental assistants out there, making sure that people keep their pearly whites nice, clean, and shiny this morning. Shout out to all my early morning, late night hospitality workers, hotel workers, making sure that the people are having a great stay wherever that may be. Shout out to all my early morning, late night local 728 transportation drivers in the film industry. Shout out to all my early morning, late night bus drivers out there riding around and getting it, making sure that people get from home to work in a safe and timely manner. Shout out to all my front and rear loading truck drivers, all my UPS drivers, UPS workers, FedEx drivers, FedEx workers. Shout out to all my early morning, late night airport workers out there as well. And, of course, all my people listening in the bed right now as well. We got to talk some NFL headlines here because we thought that Russell Wilson had the Steelers job in the bag. Well, at least some of you may have thought he had in the bag. One of those people, including me, I thought that Russell Wilson probably got this thing locked up. And I still think he does have it locked up for the most part. But Mike Tomlin talked to the media yesterday, and he did confirm there's still a quarterback competition going on. And look, this was a competition that, or this is, I guess, a competition that I think, again, is still highly in the favor of Russell Wilson. And I think this is more to do with making sure Russell Wilson doesn't get too comfortable, or I don't want to say he'll get complacent, but too complacent. But all that being said, Mike Tomlin yesterday did say that there is still a QB competition happening.
Very much is a competition. What happens in stadium is weighted heavier than what happens in a practice setting because it's more game-like.
Now, the other thing to note when we're talking about the QB competition happening up in Pittsburgh with the Steelers, Russell Wilson hasn't really been able to practice at all because he's dealing with a, what, calf injury, I believe it is. And you heard Mike Tomlin right there talk about how what is done in stadium, meaning preseason games, outweighs what is done in practice. So we'll see what Justin Fields is able to do in the game. It does not seem like Russell Wilson is going to play in Friday's preseason game. It actually has already been confirmed that Wilson won't participate in Friday's preseason game against the Houston Texans. And the first team offense will play a couple of series, Mike Tomlin also said. So there's going to be another opportunity for Fields to possibly gain some ground on Russell Wilson here. So Russell Wilson did say that he is prepared to play. And he also said that, quote, "I know that, so it's whatever coach's decision is. Obviously, he's the boss man that gets to make the decisions on that, but I'll be ready to go." So Russell Wilson says he will be ready to play, but according to Mike Tomlin, he's not going to play. So Justin Fields, again, you hear Mike Tomlin say there is more stock in what you do in a game, in a stadium, than what happens on the practice field. And Justin Fields has a chance to go out with the first team and show what he can do. So it'll be interesting to see what happens on Friday. That game in Houston will be interesting for the first couple of series. So the starters for the Texans also are going to play. DeMeco Ryans confirmed that. Seems like we're going to get the Steelers starters for the first couple of series too. So, you know, if you can have one eyeball on the Falcons and one eyeball on the Steelers and Texans, then maybe that's something you should look into. But Justin Fields was also talking about having this opportunity to show what he can do and compete for the starting job. And he just said this, quote, "I'm trying to take advantage of each and every rep that I get. I know that if he wasn't hurt, talking about Russell Wilson, then I wouldn't be in this position. So it's just opportunities for me. I'm just trying to take full advantage of it, to be honest with you. But I'm trying to just approach every practice the same, get better each and every day, and just build that chemistry. So Justin Fields may be the starter week one coming into ATL. And that's why we're kind of focusing on this, because obviously we're interested to know who the defense for the Falcons is going to be going up against, as far as who the quarterback's going to be for their week one opponent in the Pittsburgh Steelers. Is it going to be Russell Wilson, or is it going to be Justin Fields, the Georgia boy? That'll be interesting to see. I mean, could have Justin Fields, a Georgia kid, starting at the helm along with Arthur Smith, the former Falcons head coach. That would be very, very interesting if that's what ends up happening week one. But at this point in time, I'm still fairly confident that Russell Wilson is going to end up being the starting QB when it's all said and done, and he'll be taking that first offensive snap for the Steelers when they do come to Mercedes-Benz Stadium and take on the Falcons here in the ATL, which, by the way, we are just 1 month away from Steelers and Falcons. 1 month. Just 1 month until regular season football here in the ATL, party people. So we are right here. And obviously the first preseason game is tomorrow. Real quick, just some other very, very quick NFL headlines. Giants and Lions each fined $200,000 for fighting at those joint practices. DK Metcalf, speaking of fights, he swung a helmet at his teammate as multiple fights broke out at Seahawks camp yesterday. So at the end of an ensuing play, shortly after Trey Brown, who was going up against DK Metcalf, Trey Brown, a corner, obviously DK Metcalf, the wide receiver, they went after each other in the end zone. And as teammates tried to separate them, Metcalf grabbed Trey Brown's helmet and swung it at him. And he did hit safety Kevon Wallace. Brown's helmet was equipped with the Guardian cap, so there was a little bit of cushion, but still, you shouldn't be swinging helmets, period. And you shouldn't be swinging helmets at teammates. Mike McDonald, the Seahawks head coach, did cut the music and then pause practice, had to bring the team together and said, "Hey, cut it out. Stop all that fighting. We going up against each other. Stop it." So, man, they were definitely getting after it, and they were getting active at Seattle Seahawks training camp. So, whew, geez. The Seahawks, they're going to be ready for their preseason game against the Los Angeles Chargers on Saturday. So, man, it sounds like they really need to go up against some other competition and some different uniforms and some different guys. But those are some NFL headlines for you. And when we come back here on the Hometown Take, we will wrap things up and hand things off to the morning shift. Allie Mack still hanging out with the guys, Bo Morgan and Mike Johnson. We'll see what they got up for a Thursday edition of the Hometown. I always do that. We'll see what they got up for a Thursday edition of the morning shift and wrap things up on the Hometown Take right after this on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.